Thank you, guys. And the Eagles met the media for the final time before Sunday's game in Arizona, a matchup of 5-1 teams between the Eagles and the Cardinals. And head coach Chip Kelly and Nick Foles both talked about the offense needing to take a step forward in the red zone, where they have not been converting opportunities into touchdowns through the first six games of the season. Both of those guys talked about what the Eagles need to do, and really, it comes down to execution.
We're not getting the ball in the end zone to be, you know, really. We've got some open receivers. We've got to put the ball on them. We've got a couple drops when we've been in the end zone, so it wasn't one thing. You know, it's a lot of different things, you know, and then sometimes you get a zone popped on you when you were hoping it was man, so we got to do a better job play calling. We got to do a better job putting the ball on people, and we got to do a better job catching it from a receiver standpoint, and I think it's a combination of everything. There was a lot of different little teeny things that we need to continue to work on in terms of how people are approaching us down there and how we're approaching it down there.
On the road, it's really execution. It's you want to come away with touchdowns. That's the big thing, because they're in the home. They're in their home environment. That's where momentum is. They're going to be feeling good. So when we're in the red zone, we need to be smart but aggressive, and we need to get touchdowns. We need to run the ball well. 3-yard completion, 4-yard completion in the red zone is huge, because you're staying inside the chains. You're moving. You're opening up the playbook. So that's what it really comes down to.
In playing the Cardinals, the Eagles have a little bit of a template of what to expect from the opponent from last year's matchup on December 1st, in which the Eagles won 24-21, holding late on defense after taking a 24-7 lead in the third quarter. Both guys, Chip Kelly and Nick Foles, talked about what they can learn from reviewing that tape.
Yeah, it's like you said, our tight ends had a great game that game, and they're going to see that as well. So I think that you just study the defense, study the scheme, study how guys react to play action, how they react when, you know, different routes are thrown, how are their hips, and you look at that, and then you look at their games this year, of course, and just see what's changed, how are they different, what players are on the field that weren't on there last year, things like that. So that's really what I look at.
We look at any time we play a team that has the same staff from a year before, we look at it. So we played the Giants a week ago or a week and a half ago, whenever we played them. We looked at both the games we played against them, because Perry was still the defensive coordinator. So whenever we play anybody in the following year, we're going to look at the game from the year before. So we'll look at, you know, all the games they played this year, and certainly our game against them last year. So it's just from a analyzing standpoint. But, you know, we're not going back and waxing nostalgic over plays we made or didn't make in terms of it. It's just, you know, cut and dry, hard and fast of what are we getting in 3rd and 6? What are we getting in 3rd and 7 to 10? What are they doing in the red zone? And just putting that together with what they do this year and kind of seeing, are there any differences? Are there any wrinkles? Is it personnel driven? Because some of the personnel that played against us last year isn't the same personnel this year, and just trying to figure out, you know, how they're going to approach us.
Cardinals defense has been outstanding against the run through the first six games of the season, but they have been a little vulnerable against the pass, especially against tight ends, which is a problem dating back to last season for this Cardinals defense. So we talked to both Brent Celek and Zach Ertz about having a potential for big plays on Sunday.
Well, I mean, I think it can help, for sure. You know, they're a team that likes to play a lot of man coverage, and, you know, sometimes there'll be some mismatches there, but as long as we just do what we're supposed to do and execute as an offense, everyone does their own job, we'll be fine.
Just, I mean, they're a good defense. I mean, we got up early on them, then we kind of gave up a few points late, but we finished them in the game, or finished them in the end, and that's what we're going to have to do each and every game. I mean, if we start fast, we're going to have to focus and finish in the end and run the ball down their throat when they know it's coming.
All right, that will do it for your 360 update presented by Sports Authority.